Good morning. Glad you're here this morning. This is LWML Sunday as well, and LWML is a Lutheran organization of women who raise money and do acts of service all throughout this country and through the world, actually. So we salute the LWML today. Absolutely. Well, our lesson for today is on the back of your folder, and I'd love for you to follow me as I read it to you. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, beginning at verse 46. Hear the word of the Lord. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on his way. This is the word of the Lord. May only his word be spoken, only his word heard. Amen. The incomparable teacher, what faith can do. I want you to imagine something with me today. I want you to fix your thoughts. Focus now on the scene that I put before you. Jesus Christ appears before you, and you absolutely know it's him. And he looks you in the eye, and he says, "What do you want?" "Whatever you want, I will grant it to you." So what would it be? Some of you know immediately what you would ask for, while many, I think, would try to stall for time or not even have the foggiest idea of what to ask for, since it's what one request and just a little time. But whatever the case, whatever you ask for, or a lack of an answer, identifies you, describes who you are. Jesus and his disciples had left Jericho. That's the gateway to Jerusalem. They were leaving that city, heading to Jerusalem. And as they were leaving, a blind man was sitting by the roadside, begging. He heard Jesus was coming, and obviously he knew something about him. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me," he shouted. You know, something hasn't changed in 2,000 years. We don't like beggars. We especially do not like the pushy ones, the noisy ones. We mistrust them. We find them easy to judge. And they make us uncomfortable. So you're on Campbell Station Road, and there's the ramp, and there's the guy out there. These are prime spots, you know. And what are you hoping for? A green light so you can go right on by, because they make us uncomfortable. This man calling out to Jesus didn't actually have a real name. Bartimaeus isn't a name. It simply means son of Timaeus. What was his name? Was it Jacob? What was his name? We don't know. He was outside the city gates, rejected by his family, rejected by society, unclean because he had a handicap, because he was blind. Think about his life. No government programs, no seeing eye dogs, no assistance of any kind. Just a world of perpetual darkness. Bartimaeus was like that lost kitten found in a neighborhood by a good-hearted person who posted signs all over the neighborhood that read this way: found kitten with white paws and a bib, very affectionate, answers to the name, go away. Go away. You know, the something remarkable about Bartimaeus was that he shouts out. He shouts out to Jesus. Those around him rebuked him, told him to shut up. Instead of being quiet, he shouts out all the louder. He's seeking help when actually so many don't. So many don't shout out to Jesus. We get a hint of Bartimaeus' thinking in that he shouts out, Jesus, son of David. Now that is a messianic label. The Messiah was supposed to come and save the people of Israel. And Bartimaeus must have believed also what was said of the Messiah, that he had extraordinary power. This is who he's crying out to. Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus' reaction to Bartimaeus tells us so much about God. Jesus, unlike many, many others, didn't ignore Bartimaeus. He stopped. That's the first thing to notice about this reading when you hear, Jesus stopped. We go by beggars and we don't stop. I throw myself in there too. But Jesus stopped. Nothing wrong with Bartimaeus' hearing. He jumped up and came to Jesus. Now Jesus would see that he was blind, and yet he asked him, what can I do for you? What do you want? And I'm thinking, when you read this for the first time, you know, you say, I know we've read it many times, it goes right by you. Didn't he see he was blind? What do you think he wanted? Why did Jesus ask him? Well, let me suggest something. Maybe his greatest need was not physical sight. Maybe it was something more profound, much more needed than getting to see again. Being blind, like any handicap, does not make you one bit less in God's eyes. And we know for a fact that many blind people down through the centuries have done amazing things. Can you think of someone who was blind who's done an amazing thing? Shout out a name of a blind person that's done something great. Helen Keller. Stevie Wonder. Yeah, he's coming to Knoxville, isn't he? He's blind and he can really sing. Yeah, there's others. Jesus was helping Bartimaeus clarify what he really needed. And through this episode, we are being pushed to consider what we need the most. It might not be as obvious as you think. Now, this encounter also tells us some things about God that I think are important and deserve their own message, that he's accessible, that he's attentive, that he's able. All of those things and more. Today, now, Jesus has been granted all authority in heaven and on earth. Jesus today is able to do all things more abundantly than we desire and ask. Our faith, our trust, our hope is rightly put in Jesus. Rightly put. So what's our predicament today? What does this true story have to do with our life right now? Well, I'd like to call it the three D's, D as in dog, or God. Here, let me explain. The first D is universal and does not make us so desperate. The first D stands for disappointment. When you're young, as some of you are, many of you are, when you're young, things can go very well. Fun, things to look forward to. You even have boredom. Things can go very well. But scattered along the way are disappointments that come in so many varieties. First instance, loneliness. Or how about school problems? You're not getting the grades, or there's a bully, or there's just not fitting in. And there's disappointed in your marriage, in your finances, in your job, in your friends, in your health, maybe an injury or illness. But you know what you can do with these disappointments? You can put them aside. You can say, well, I was disappointed in this, but I'm looking forward to this. This is coming up, maybe that. But nevertheless, they are a portent, a sign that there is something you need more than anything else in your life. The second D stands for drink and drugs. But what it really stands for is escape. How many millions want to escape? They want an artificial joy, an artificial peace. And so they drink or use drugs. It can be vodka, it can be marijuana. But what is it? It is, I want away from this, the troubles that I have. I can't deal with it all. And how many do escape life that way? And then the final D, the most dreadful one, and dreaded, it stands for despair. You exist. You're living, but you're lost. You've jettisoned all faith and all hope. There's no way out. You're there. People see you. You're moving around. You get up in the morning. You go to bed at night. All's lost. Outside of the D's, there's God. Jesus comes just like he did years ago. He comes today and he looks at you And he says, what do you want? What do you want? Now, you can let the opportunity pass. You can think that there is no Jesus. You can go with the crowd that is always moving away from him, or views him simply as a curiosity. We study about Christianity because it's Western civilization. Or you can believe, and you can ask him for the ultimate. And the ultimate is asking him for faith. Faith is a great treasure. It's a pearl of great price. Yes, you need and want other things. You may want a healing. You may want wisdom. And yes, you may want greater prosperity in your life. It's good to want good things. That's good. But please, want love, want faith, want hope, want peace, want joy. Actually, all of these come together. They're bundled. If you have faith, you will have love. If you have faith, you will have joy. If you have faith, you will have hope. People with faith ask. And what I mean by that is they pray. I hope that's what you're doing. And I hope you don't give up. People who don't have faith have no reason to pray. The only time they pray is when they're really desperate. But people with faith, regular, everyday faith, pray all the time. In fact, it's kind of a measure of where you're at with the Lord. If you don't pray much, you don't believe much. You pray a lot, you got faith. I hope that's what you're doing. Bartimaeus leapt up. He didn't just slink up to Jesus. He didn't do that. Anything that restricted his movement, he threw off. Do you notice? He threw off his cloak. Nothing's going to impede him from approaching Jesus. And either way, nothing should impede you from praying to Jesus and worshiping Jesus and learning from Jesus. Throw it off. Whatever it is, it's meant to keep you away from Jesus. And you don't want to be away from Jesus. He's what you need. It was faith in action with enthusiasm. Bartimaeus wasn't going through the motions. What does the Word of God tell us? We are to approach Jesus with what? When we pray. What's the word? We're to approach Jesus with, starts with a C. Yes! Whoever said that? Okay. Give you one there. Confidence. You come believing, first of all, that God exists and that God is able to do all things. You come to him with confidence. A father and his son were talking together when the father asked the son, what did he want for his birthday? And the son said, what I really want is a baby brother. Well, that was a good request because the wife, the man's wife was already pregnant. And guess what he got for his birthday? A baby brother. Well, the next year, the father asked the same question. He said, son, what do you want for this birthday? And the son looked down and hesitantly told his father, Dad, what I would really, really like is a pony, but I'm afraid that would be too hard on Mom. I'm glad we're chuckling at that because, you know, nothing is too hard for Jesus. Nothing. Jesus is telling you today, have faith in me. Bring me every problem. Bring me everything. Nothing is impossible for me. Paul said I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Why? Because he has all the strength. We bring everything to him. What do you need? You need faith in Jesus. Ask him for it. Let faith be the heart of your life. In many ways, we live by faith already in our everyday life. John Bisogno points out, you go to a doctor whose name you cannot pronounce. He gives you a prescription you cannot read. You take it to a pharmacist you've never seen. She gives you a medicine you do not understand, and yet you take it in sincere trust and faith that it's going to work. But I'm asking you to have a different object for your faith. If you can have faith in something like that, why not go for the ultimate? Put your faith in Jesus Christ, in the promises he's made, that he says, if you abide in my word, you'll have life. You'll have everything I came to bring, the followers of me. It's the only way to go for those who believe. Only way. So what do you need? Now you could be healed, but still have a very sick soul. Or you could hit the jackpot and still find life disappointing. You'll still be lost. You can even be in despair. What faith in Jesus can do can completely change your inner life. You'll think differently about everything. Your expectations and hopes, your very desires. And it will make you odd. In fact, the Bible says we'll be strangers and aliens in this world. I guarantee you, we'll be very, very countercultural. You know, all the world's going this way, and you're going to be going this way. But that's okay, because you have faith. You have faith. And there's only going to be a remnant of this world who do. And people of faith go a different pathway, don't they? You can probably ask yourself, where's everybody believing on a subject? You know what? We're probably going to be going a little different way. It's faith. Transforms your expectations, your desires, everything about you. He looks in your eye, Jesus. He looks right at you. What do you want? A prayer. Father, grant me faith in your Son, and may I continually grow up, maturing in this faith, in this salvation. Let me see all things with the eyes of faith. In Jesus' name and to his glory. Amen. Amen.